Foot and mouth disease.
The 800-pound gorilla in the room.
North Carolina hog producer David Herring speaking at a House Ag Subcommittee hearing this week on behalf of the National Pork Producers Council. He said foot and mouth still exists in some areas of the world, not here, but if it did get here, it could paralyze the entire U.S. livestock industry. He told lawmakers the industry's been working with USDA on various plans to combat a possible outbreak.
But the only practical way is through vaccination.
But on that score, he told lawmakers,
unfortunately, we currently don't have the ability to produce the number of doses needed for an initial outbreak with the capacity to produce more.
He said you'd need 10 million doses immediately, another 40 million to follow up.
This will require an offshore vendor-maintained bank that would have available antigen concentrate to protect against all of the 23 most common FMD types currently circulating in the world.
He said the cost of having a vaccine bank would be tiny compared to the cost of a widespread foot-and-mouth outbreak. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.